Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is The Peace Train Harmony Challenge. History shows us that the 1960s were a tumultuous and divisive decade marked by the Civil Rights Movement, anti-war protests, and political assassinations. This difficult time inspired many songwriters to produce songs about peace. Today, we are facing similar unrest and upheaval. Inspired by these old songs, I'm inviting you to join me by taking part in my Peace Train Harmony Challenge. Our world needs more peace and harmony. Help me make this challenge go viral. Is peace possible? Is it possible for people to live in harmony? I hope so. That is why I'm issuing this Peace Train Harmony Challenge. I believe that much of the unrest in our world today can be attributed to the nonstop bombardment of contentious, libelous, slanderous, hate-filled speech that is spewed forth daily on both social media and mainstream media. Calumny is a false and malicious statement designed to injure the reputation of someone or something. Most of the comments posted on social media today fit this description. Unfortunately, too many of us have made divisive posts ourselves. Opposing countries and opposing political parties have always been using disparaging and contentious rhetoric. What bothers me more, however, is when Christians engage in this activity. Not only can we not have civil conversations about politics, we can't have them about religion either. There was a time that these inflammatory diatribes were found in the rants between opposing religious ideologies. Over time, as Christianity fractured, these divisive attacks made their way into the debates between denominations. Now, sadly, it seems to be the norm, even within each denomination, as the hard right and hard left factions of each denomination can't wait to tell the other side that they are going to hell. Has divisive hate speech and calumny become the norm of our civilization? If so, then perhaps we are no longer civilized. This must stop. You and I can help to bring about the change. Jesus came into our world as the Prince of Peace. As a follower of Jesus, will you help me to usher in a 30-day period of peace? Will you join me in my challenge? The following 60s and 70s songs inspired my thoughts today. The 1967 song, One Tin Soldier, by the group The Original Cast, speaks directly to the topic of religious conflict. Here are some of the lyrics. Go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing come the judgment day. On the bloody morning after, One Tin Soldier rides away. In 1967, the Youngbloods sang the song Get Together, which included these lyrics. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another. In 1971, the music group The New Seekers gave us the hit song We'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, which included these popular lyrics. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land. In that same year, Cat Stevens gave us the song Peace Train. It included these lyrics. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be. Someday it's going to come. Everyone jump upon the peace train. Racial tensions seem to be at a boiling point again in the United States. Yet back in 1972, the group Three Dog Night popularized the song Black and White, which had these lyrics. The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write. The child is black, the child is white. Together they grow to see the light. In 1982, Ebony and Ivory was the number one single for Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder. Their song had these lyrics: "Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we?" Condemning others who don't sing your tune serves no purpose. Harmony does not occur when everyone sings the same note. No, it occurs when each person sings their own note in a beautifully sung melody. We don't have to agree, but there's no need to be disagreeable either. Inspired by these songs, here's my challenge. For a period of 30 days, starting on July 15th and ending on August 15th, will you commit to the following? Number one, you will not post any divisive words on social media. Number two, you will not speak words of division in any social gathering or among friends. Number three, you will make an extra effort to share and post words that unite people together and bring peace. Number four, you will try to perform one act of random kindness each day. And finally, number five, simply stated, you will make no divisive comments for 30 days. My friend, Satan is the father of division. Let's deny him his satisfaction of watching us snipe at one another. We can do this. Let's tone down the heat. Let's lead the way. Commit to passing this challenge along to others by emailing and posting the Peace Train Harmony Challenge everywhere you can. Share this with local and national media outlets. Tell your friends and neighbors. Shout it from the mountaintop. What might these 30 days of peace look like? Let's all jump on board the peace train and find out. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, help me to never forget that your Son Jesus taught us, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Amen. I have included a link to each of the songs mentioned above on my website, along with a bonus song sung by Susan Boyle, "Make Me a Channel of Your Peace." I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.